Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Tuesday, August 9th edition of the program. An FBI raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. They say this is about documents. Is this just the deep state's continued unbelievable efforts to try to destroy Donald Trump? We will discuss that and a whole lot more here coming up in a second. Is there another organization out there like the Tunnel to Towers Foundation dedicated to supporting America's heroes and their families ever since the tragic events of September 11th, 2001? I can't think of one. When a responder or a military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. And now, through Operation Homebase, Tunnel to Towers is gifting tiny homes to homeless veterans. Our nation's heroes, people who put their lives in line for our country and our communities, need your help. Help these heroes and their families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. Tunnel to Towers Foundation, T2T.org. It was stunning as they announced this last night. I was on a Jesse Waters show as the breaking news came out that the FBI was raiding the home of a former president. Let's understand something. This is unprecedented. This has never happened before in the history of this country. This is a crossing of the Rubicon. This is the FBI being used as a tool of politics in the most obvious and blatant ways. I understand what they're going to say now, or what they already are saying, which is wait for this to play out. Let's see where this goes.
Does anybody really think that the FBI suddenly has the goods on Donald Trump after all the lies they've told about him? All the, he's a criminal. The walls are closing in. We're going to get him any minute now. We're going to get him. Russia collusion, obstruction, the Ukraine phone call, his taxes, the emoluments clause. Every time it turns out to be total crap. But this time we're supposed to believe they're finally narrowing down, honing their skills or narrowing down the search. This is outrageous. It really is. And I'm concerned for where this takes the country. I'm concerned for what this is going to mean for us going forward. Because imagine for a second, there are really only two pathways here. Imagine for a moment that the FBI doesn't have something really significant that they went into his home to get. And that does not include, oh, well, this document where he was talking to the president of France, we think it should be marked secret and we think it should be in the presidential archives. No. No, don't pull that crap now. They're going to say, oh, classified, it's classified. There are a lot of gray areas of classification. I know the laws about classification. I was subject to them when I was in the CIA. So don't just get ready for this. We will absolutely not accept. We will not accept that some very minimal, very bureaucratic infringement of the National Archives' desire for presidential records is an acceptable pretext for this raid, because that's what I think this is going to head to. So that's door number one. And if that happens, the FBI really needs to be torn down to the studs. The Department of Justice really needs, well, no American can trust it. That's what it really comes down to. Forget about just reforming it. You can't have faith in it. And so that's door number one. Door number two is that they have something finally so substantial on Trump that they must bring criminal charges, right? If they have him and they've really got him, if this raid was justified, it has to be for a breach of the law that is material enough, that is serious enough, that criminal charges are necessary, that Trump is not above the law. What do we think the likelihood is at this point that they're going to bring such a charge? And what would that do to the country? You would have the current administration bringing some criminal charge against Donald Trump while he is not only a former president, but the likeliest next candidate for the Republican Party to run against the current regime. This is a big deal, friends. This is a big issue and a real tipping point, I think, for the country, depending on how this goes. I mean, here is Alan Dershowitz speaking about how the FBI, they better have the goods for this one.
The key point that everybody's missing here is that Donald Trump was not in Mar-a-Lago. So there was no reason not to issue a subpoena returnable tomorrow. So that there's no claim that Trump could have destroyed anything. Not only that, but under the law, if you seize a safe, you don't go into the safe. You have to get a special warrant to get into the safe. So it seems to me that they have violated the rules of the Justice Department. They have gone after both a former president and a future candidate. And they darn well better have smoking gun proof, which I don't see happening.
It's not going to happen, folks. I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. They don't have it. They've never had it before. Why would they have it now? I mean, this at some point becomes an intelligence test. How many times can they be wrong before we assume they're going to be wrong again? About Trump, specifically. This is Stasi-like usage of the FBI, the East German Secret Police. This is a thuggish intimidation raid meant to malign and meant to undermine Trump and, of course, all of his supporters. It is completely and utterly reckless. I mean, the people who say, oh, we're going to bring the country together, we're going to have political normalcy. That's what Democrats were saying when Joe Biden was running for office. That's what they've been saying since he's in office. See, don't you like all your normalcy now? It's completely the words I want to use, I can't say. I'm not allowed to say. I guess technically on a podcast I could. But this deserves a serious gut check moment for the country here. Are we really going to allow the FBI to be used in this way by the Biden administration? We're going to allow Merrick Garland. Remember they wanted to make this guy a Supreme Court justice, and they told everybody, oh, he's so trustworthy. He's so moderate. He's so honest. Yeah, they were lying to you, which is not a surprise, but they were lying to you then. Imagine, though, for a second that they charge Donald Trump. They bring a criminal charge against him for mishandling classified information. Given the Hillary Clinton saga, Hillary 100%, everyone admits, mishandled classified information, had possession of classified information recklessly and willfully, endangered serious classified stuff, real classified stuff. And you know what they said? Nobody would bring this charge. We're just going to ignore it. While she was running for president. So now we're to believe that because the National Archives is saying, well, we think we should have access to this Trump memo, that counts as a criminal act that you should possibly prosecute a former president for while he might even be running for president again? Come on, folks. Right? At some point, it's just too brazen. The thuggishness, the authoritarianism, the totalitarianism is too much for any of us to stomach. And they're saying, oh, be careful, because now Trump supporters are going to be upset. Can you imagine the media reaction if over a National Archives records request, Trump sent dozens of FBI agents into the home of former President Obama, broke into his private safe, and stole all of his stuff? Just wondering, well, how do you think they'd react to that? Let's watch this play out. Let's see where this goes. Let's not jump to conclusions. That's what they say because they don't want it to really hit. They don't want it to really be clear to the American people what a massive, massive strike this is on our system. Strike against our politics. And this is the apparatus lashing out in the most obscene way. That's what you see happening right now. And I mean, they're going to bring... How can they not bring a criminal charge against Donald Trump at this point? If they don't bring a criminal charge, they're admitting the raid was just pure politics, thuggish intimidation, because it's totally unnecessary. And if they do bring a criminal charge, who's going to believe them that this is really about the law and not about politics? This could end up being a huge blunder for the Democrats. Make no mistake about it. And they're forcing Trump into a corner where he's going to have to fight. And guess what? He's a fighter. If you ever wanted to invest in real estate, but you didn't know where to start, that's where I was until I met my friends at Done For You Real Estate. They walked me through the whole process, and they've made it so easy, so straightforward. Here's how it goes. They will get on a call with you, Zoom call or phone call, and they'll talk to you about what your goals are and what possible markets you might want to invest in. They help you pick a house. You learn about that market. Why is it going to grow? Why is it going to be a good investment area? Good schools, safe neighborhood, good services, maybe big projects planned, roads projects, other things. And that's all the stuff that you learn so that you know you're making a sound investment. Then they help you get the house, the mortgage, everything. They take you through every step of the process until you are an owner of real estate, and you're getting free cash flow coming to you every month. You're building up equity over time. You're doing it the smart way for the long term, steady growth. It's great. Done For You Buck is where you got to go for Done For You Real Estate to help you out with this and begin your real estate investment journey. That's doneforyoubuck.com. One more time, doneforyoubuck.com. Just a little follow up to the Democrats' inflation bill. Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, pointing out the obvious here, that the inflation bill is a joke.
Well, let's start with the fact that it's a very partisan bill. There's no agreement on any of these policies. We know that with certainty by looking at the vote. Number two, and I understand everybody's having fun with this, naming it anti-inflation is a joke. This is going to be very inflationary almost immediately because we're printing billions of dollars. So it's not going to help there at all. And it's sort of a build back better inflation bill because it has some derivatives of the initial big vision.
It's ridiculous. It's just a giveaway for the Green New Deal and the raising of a whole lot of taxes and putting the American people right in the crosshairs of a emboldened, enlarged IRS. It's a disaster. And the more people, I think, know the truth about it, the more likely it is that they will respond negatively to this when it actually comes time for voting in this midterm election. I mean, that's my belief. I hope that is the case because it is a really bad bill. It is a terrible decision for Democrats, but they're ideologues first and foremost, and so this is what we get. Thanks for rolling with, team. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.